Quick ad. The audio here is brought to you free, funded by sponsors and Patreon. If you want to help keep this show on the road, get early access to ad-free audio and tons of bonus content, now is the time. Patreon.com/girlonthenet. Annual subs are 20% off till the end of January. And with a subscription, you can remove all on-site ads, including this one. This is The Sex Scientist Files. Double Dildo, Part 1. Written by E.L. Byrne. Read by Girl on the Net. When I arrive at his flat, my sex scientist is in the tub, his long, lean body stretched out, relaxing in the hot water, playing a trivia game on his phone. He's winning, of course. I settle into his flat, drop the food I brought in the kitchen, strip down to my panties and go sit on top of the toilet seat. We spend a few minutes chatting and catching up on our week. I'm always happy to enter our relationship bubble, turn off my phone, and spend this concentrated time connecting with him. Later that evening, all our rituals complete, we lie naked and curled up together, watching random reality TV shows on German cable. I tell him the story of yet another Tinder dating disaster. He doesn't date much these days, his life being pretty full. Two of us in Berlin, and his third girlfriend, their daughter, and his family out in the countryside on the weekends, but I still get out there on Tinder occasionally. This particular week, I've been chatting with a guy and things seem to be going well when, out of nowhere, the dude asks me, "Do you like DP?" So here I am complaining to Stefan about this, and instead of supporting me and commiserating with how wrong this whole thing was, he asks, "So, do you?" "Ha, I don't know," I tell him. "I haven't done it yet, though it's something I'd like to experience, two men and me. Let's add it to the list." "Hmm, okay." That's his only response, but he has a mischievous look in his eyes. After a bit more snuggling and chatting, he started our evening off with the usual, "So, what do we do to you tonight?" This is one of our standard let's get busy phrases, so I shifted to the end of the couch, propped my ass up on a few pillows as I answered, "Oh, I don't know. You pick. I'm sure you have something up your sleeve." "I might," he responded coyly as he gathered the fisting gel, CBD warming lube and poppers. I watched from my comfortable spot as he turned down the lights, lit the candles and refilled our water. I love watching him walk around the flat naked. He's all long, lean muscles, tattoos and body hair. The barbells in each of his nipples catch the candlelight as he settles cross-legged between my thighs, draping my legs over his. "Comfortable?" he asks. "You're going to be here a while." I simply nod, because he's spraying the cold CBD lube onto my vulva and my breath catches in my throat. The initial shock gives way to a warm menthol sensation as he gently rubs it over my clit and lightly over my lips. He sprays it a few more times and continues to ensure we start this evening's activities from a warm, wet, tingling place. Before long, he reaches his long fingers deep inside me. He doesn't bother to start with just one. He knows me. He's trained my body with hours of pleasure to need his touch in just this way. He pushes two fingers hard inside me and turns them upward, pulsing them up and down. He creates intense pressure on my G-spot almost immediately. I can tell from his face and the already insistent, quick, hard push and pull, he's in quite a mood. I'm in for a hard, hot, fast ride tonight. He grabs our Enjoy Pure wand, its stainless steel weight heavy in his hand. He holds it up and asks, "How about this?" Not waiting for a response, he pushes my legs back so he can better reach my hot, wet pussy. He plunges the large end of the toy in immediately, pumping it back and forth, fast and hard. He doesn't usually like to use this one, He feels it's too much like a weapon. But tonight he must feel like making war on my pussy because he is very enthusiastic in its use. I moan and writhe. It's almost too much, but I love too much. I love too hard, and he knows it. Finally, I gasp and say, "Babe, oh no, maybe stop?" He stops immediately, throws the toy to the side and proceeds to push four fingers deep inside me. He smiles when I scream aloud. He turns his hand first to the right, then to the left, and asks with that quizzical sex scientist look on his face, "Which way do you like better?" "I think you like when I press down instead of up. Is that true?" I nod my head yes, and press my hips up to meet his fingers. I am not in the mood to talk. His quick pace has caught me up with it, and all I want is the sensation of his hand, all of it, deep inside me, pushing as deep as he can, hard and fast. No playing around. He senses my mood and laughs. "Oh, I see how it is. You want this, don't you?" He teases me and folds his thumb into his hand. He presses it hard into my vagina until the tight muscles stop him. A smile spreads across his face. He pulls his hand out and just looks at me. "Grab the poppers," he says. "You're going to need them." I do as he tells me and take a long, deep sniff of the potent acid. The scent combines with my already high brain and I relax even further. My legs loosen and fall wider open. My arms fall out over my head in surrender. He plunges his hand inside me and forcefully pushes past the tight muscles. My hips raise up to help him pass the tightest point, and we both sigh as the widest part of his hand slips in and he pushes deeper inside me. Tonight is not a night for relaxed and easy, so without waiting or allowing my muscles to relax around his hand, he pushes against the furthest wall. He makes a tight fist and uses a twisting motion, like a screw, to go back and forth, never really pulling his hand out, just staying as deep as he can and pushing the boundaries of my vaginal walls each time. I've never felt this sensation before. It's so intense. He's so consistently deep, there's no relief from the feelings, just constant stimulation. I can feel the liquid inside me well up across my abdomen. I feel like I have to pee, and I know very well what this feeling means. The intensity of the moment means my brain can't process. I understand what the words "in the throes of passion" mean now. I'm a prisoner to these feelings. Everything is in my head, and my whole body is on fire. Finally, he begins to pump with an in and out motion, and my body starts to release itself. Hot, steamy liquid pours out all over his hand, all over the couch, all over me. He laughs with the joy of a young boy. He loves to make my body bend to his will. He pushes in again and again, pulling out more and more liquid with each push and pull. I'm gasping, screaming even with the intensity of it all. Finally, I wiggle and shake, pulling away from him. I can't take even one more pump of his hand inside me. He slows down, but keeps his hand inside. He gently pulls back against the muscles. He watches as my insides stretch taut around his fist. He slowly and gently caresses me for a few minutes. He moves his fist outward, again and again, giving me a chance to relax. Finally, he pulls his hand out with a pop. We both laugh, and I close my legs to him for now. "That was intense," I say. "I need a minute." "You did good," he tells me. "Smoking?" We sit up together and drink our water. I lean into him. He pulls me close to his side and holds me hard against him. He knows I need that firm touch right then to ground me back to the earth and to him as my lover, not just a hand or a fist. I feel safe and sheltered in his arms as we smoke a bit more weed and catch our breath. Eventually, he goes into the bathroom for more ammunition. I replace the towels on the couch, and we settle back in for round two. If you liked that, you can find more of E.L. Byrne's fabulously hot work at lustitude.com, more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, and you will also find part two of this story live on the site next week.